The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
Tubistat Memhei. We discussed in the previous shiur that the Din HaTorah, which is called Maitzi Shemra, which is unusual in that the Torah expresses as a dialogue between the father and between the Baal, well, l'chayra, the Nidin is a, like any other Aveira, if the woman didn't Aveira, it's a Shaila over here whether she was Mizana. There's a question for Bezdin to figure out with Eidim if there was a Maisa Aveira or not. The Einish that's carried out to her, or the Hazam is between her, the Bezdin, the Eidim, and the Rabban Shem. What's that to do with the father and the husband? So as far as the husband is concerned, we could hear a little bit, because being Mizana, we could understand, is somewhat of an Aveira against the husband. Ad Kedekach, that Asurin Yanisha Lebailo, there's a discussion, an interesting discussion in Achronim, discussed this in one of the shiurim in the 10th parak of Yevamos. Why to ask her up an isha lebailo if she was mizana? To ask her up an isha lebailo a soita is only chayv elav. A woman is not allowed to live with her husband after she was mizana. Only as chayv elav. Lechayid, we should not have the klal of endav shvay pachas mishem. Should not need to wait and ask an isha lebailo. One of the mahalchim that's given to Mordechai, based on the Machne Ephraim, discusses it based on a Mordechai, is that being moitzi isha mibailo, asuring an isha, lebailo is being moitzi, it's like being moitzi moment from somebody. So we can understand that if a woman is mizana, that has to do specifically with the husband, because it's a mi'ilo in the baal. There's a marik, which all the achronim bring down, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, la'alocha, in Eben Ezer, that if a woman is mizana, Even if she's a shoygig, the halacha is that she's not asur lebailo. If she's what's called by Chazal oimer mutter, that means that she thought the maisa was mutter. Not that she was a shoygig because she didn't know what she was doing. She didn't know who she was being nevelas to. But she knew who she was being nevelas to. For some reason, she thought that it was mutter. She'd be asur lebailo. It's oimer mutter. It's like a shoygig. The teretz is because the oisur isha lebailo is not the depth or the choymer of the Maisa Avera. What it is it's the mi'ilo, umo'alo babal, the Torah tells us in the parasha of Soita. The isha being moil, being boigid, being moirid against her husband by being mizana, by not being faithful to him, that is the essence of the Avera which asks her labailo. Mela, as long as she knows she's being unfaithful to him, that would create an isra isha labailo. Nachzol in yoneinu. Legabi Maitzi Shem, we understand that the case is not just her, the Rabban Shalom, Bez, and the Eidim, but also includes us. What does it have to do with the father? What does it have to do with the father? So we said that the pshat is that there's a new parasha beyond the regular Aveiru, which would be Pechenek. There's a parasha over here between the Av and the Baal, that's why the discussion is between them. The Oynish is carried out somewhat against the father. She gets Skila, Beshore Avio. The pshat is she represents a certain something, a certain... Her case represents a certain indictment against the Beis Aviyah, and that's why the discussion over here is between the Av and the Baal. This is brought home very sharply by the Tosis Rid's kasha. The Tosis Rid, in our sugya, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, says something which all the Rishonim don't mention, which means they don't hold that way. The Tosis Rid asks a very positive question. L'cha'ira, when we find out that the Baal was making up a story, and he framed her, he hired Eidim Psulim, then Mazim the Eidim, the husband, has the din of Malkin. We have in our Suga, there's Malkus and there's Misa. The Malkus, we understand, he was Haitzi Hashem and Al Basulas Yisrael. The money that he pays, the Haitzi Hashem and the Knas, he pays to the father. Why does he pay to the father? The halacha is, we're going to learn now, Perek at great length, any time a woman is nichnasa l'chupa, despite the fact that she now is not by her husband, well, let's say her husband died, her husband divorced her, her father has no financial schusim in her, no monetary schusim in her. The dinim that a father has, they can be mekadosh his daughter, he gets her ma'isi adayim, so on and so forth, are only up to the point where she was nichnasa l'chupa. Once she becomes a nesua, proper married woman, she leaves her father's rishus, never to return. Nidorim is true also. Even if she was a ketana, she becomes a nari, the father cannot be mefer nidorel. Now, in that case, once she's nichnas al-chuppah in our din of Moitzi Shema, l'chayra, the tashlume, the damages that were given by the husband, l'chayra should go to her, not to her father. Why do they go to the father? So the Tesrit says something shocking. L'chayra, even though the Gemara says many times that the tashlume, knas go to the father, he says in essence it really goes to her. The father just holds on to her. He holds on. He sets up a trust fund for her. We find such dinim in the eighth parak in Bava Kama, but it's hard to believe that there's a din that's in the Torah. Shonu b'neviim v'hushlash b'ksuvim. It's in the Mishnayos. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Poskim. It's in all the Rishonim, and none of the Rishonim mention it. Means they don't hold like the Tesis Rit. The question is why not? L'chay the Tesis Rit is right. The din of an Isha Nesua is that all damages that are against her go to her, not to the father. So what we have to say is that the din of Ki Yoytzi Shem Ra B'Tzulas Yisrael has nothing to do with the specific whether she did Naver or not. It has to do with a new back and forth between the Baal indicting the father and the father indicting the Baal. There's a back and forth between the father and the Baal. If the Baal was Moitzi Shem Ra on her, it's not just an Averi that she did. He was Moitzi Shem Ra, that's the din of the Padre Moitzi Shem Ra, against Beis Avir. He has to pay Avir, because that's who the payment is to. That's who the payment is to. What's interesting is, Lamashal, we have in the first Mishnah by us in the Perek, where Tashlume Boishes Upagam go to the father. Over there, it's not clear in the Rishonim, does that mean that Be'etzim she should get it, because she's the victim, but the father is Zoyche in the Teshlum that's coming to her? Or no, the father is Zoyche. What's the difference? The Machlokes Rambam and Raivin, Hilchos Na'ar Besula, is whether if she's Teveya, the victim of the Oynes and Mefate, is Teveya the Manas and Mefate. She claims that he was a Manas, he's Chayef more money because he's Chayef for Boishas and Tsar. He claims that he was a Mefate, so he's a Moide B'miktsas. Machlokes Rambam Raivin, whether the two of them have a discussion. Is she the Teveya? The money's not coming to her, even if it's rightfully owed, it's not owed to her. Does she have a shame Teveya to be able to create a din moide b'miktsas, subject to a machlokes Rambam Raivin? Reb Chaim says in his sefer, Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, the machlokes is that. The machlokes is whether the schus is be'etzim the father's schus or it's her schus. The father is zoicha in whatever financial benefits she actually gets. The father is zoicha miyoda. But not by Moitzi Shem Ra. By Moitzi Shem Ra, it wouldn't be shy if the father would get from her. She's an isha nesua. See, here we have to say, if we're going to say, not like the Tesis Rit, that the discussion, the back and forth, the diyun, the din Torah, and the penalty, Shaboy, are between the father and the Baal. That's where the discussion is, that's where the parasha is surveyed around. This idea expresses itself very sharply in the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is in the Surah Bia, Paragimel Halachiyud. The Rambam says that despite the fact that Naira HaMerosa, the din of Naira HaMerosa, is only by Shiskayev Skila, only by Nivela, the Rambam says that if the Eidim came to Bezdin after she was already Nechneses L'chupa, and after she was already Nivelas L'bal, she had already lived with her husband, then Eidim came and said she was Mizana during the engagement while she was in Arusa. The halacha is she would get skila, but it wouldn't be bebei sovil. And the Raivin, the Rav HaMagid, want to know that we have by us mafurush in the sugya that by tzishemra is chayev skila bebei sovil is only when she was nivala by the husband. Then he decided that he wants to throw her out. So if nivala would have a din of by tzishemra, then why if the edim come after she was nivela to the husband, Edom come and say, this is a woman who is Mizana, why should there be a difference in halacha? And the Achrenim explained, the Rav Chava, others explained, that the discussion between the husband and the Baal, it's not just that Edom came, and Edom said that she was Mizana, and now that's a ma'aseh that she did, she was nivela's biznus while she was in Aruso, that's already not the din of Moitzi Shema. Moitzi Shema is only when the father, when the Baal brought Edim to the father, it was after she was nivela to the Baal. The Baal brought Edim, and he brought to the father. And there was a back and forth. That's when you have the Dinamai Tzishemra with a Znus, with an Oynish, the base of you, with the Pesach base of you. I want to point out there's an interesting ramification in this whole discussion, Halacha L'maisa. The Ktzois brings down in Simon Lamedal, Sukkot and Dal from the Mari Ben Lev. The Mari Ben Lev, one of the early Achronim, has a Sofik, he clears back and forth, if somebody hired Edim to be made in Bezdin. Somebody hired Edim to be made in Bezdin. For instance, I was involved in a car accident, I want to go to Bezdin to be able to claim damages against the person who I claim was negligent in hitting my car. There are Edim, they don't necessarily want to come to, there are witnesses to the that were there by the scene, they don't necessarily want to come after schlep them to Bezdin. The only way for me to schlep them to Bezdin is by hiring them. What we call in English expert witnesses. You have to pay the expert witnesses. Are those Edim, since they were hired, posel? Are they posel minator? They're coming mitochen negius that they were paid? Or do we say that Shoichad is a... Sorry, not Shoichad. Where a person hired Edim, that's clear that Edim have to come to Bezdin be made bechinam. The shaila is that of psul midaraisa that we're afraid that they're choshed l'shaker because they're being paid. Well, we say no, it's a din derabbanon. The Gemara says that there's a din derabbanon that a person is not allowed to do any function of Bezdin. He's not allowed to be a dayin, he's not allowed to be an aid, bischar. So maybe that's only a psul derabbanon. Or maybe no, it's a psul deraisa because. So the Ktzois brings a raya from the Gemara by us in Ksubis, in the Sugi of Maisi Shema. Since the Gemara says that we're talking about by Maisi Shema, where we find out that the Baal framed his wife, he framed the father by hiring Edim Psulim, so that you have the Pasuk over there, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kiseitze in Maisi Shema, that if he hired Edim, and the Edim were found to be Shakronim, so then we give the husband Malkus, and we force him to pay. But if Emes Nochon Hadover, and it was Taka found out that the Edom were telling the truth, well, there's nobody being makrish the Edom. Emes Nochon Hadover, and the Edom were right that she was Mizana, then we take her out, we give her a skila. Frektik Tzois, if we're talking about where it was Socha Edom, has the Torah says with Emes Nochon Hadover that we're going to listen to the Edom? They were hired. Obviously, it's not a Psul Daraisa, it's only a Psul Darabanon. Everybody that comes after the Ktzois has a Pashuk. What is the Ktzois talking about? The Pasuk is divided into two Chalokim. There's one story where the Baal created a plot and he framed his wife by hiring Edim. That's hiring. The Mevis Nochon Hadovim means by Edim that didn't take money. Where's the Ktzois bringing a riot? The Pasuk is talking about in the Sefer, the Mevis Nochon Hadovim where the husband was right that she was Mizana, is talking about, of course, where he wasn't paid. So you have to read the Ktzois like this. There is one parasha over here. We're not talking over here. The whole parasha in Kiseitze is not dealing with the Kol HaTorah Kula Dika parasha of Edim coming to Bezdin and being made that Reuven, Shimon, or Leah, or Rachel were over and there. That has nothing to do with the father and the husband. There's one parasha called Kol HaTorah Kula of a Yid was Rachman on son over and there, and Edim come and they made that it was with Hasra, they killed the person. Finished. That's one parasha. That is Pashas Mishpatim. Has nothing to do with the Pasha of Maitzah Shema. There's another Pasha where the Baal brought Edim to Bezdin. And in that Pasha, the Baal, that's already a claim from the Baal against the Beis Av, like we said. That's why the Av receives the money. Like we said, not like the Tesis. In that case, so the Pasha reads like this, the Tesis is saying. The Baal brings Edim, he hired Edim, he schlepped Edim into Bezdin, they were found to be liars. They pay the ultimate price, they're killed. And the husband gets Malchus and he pays money. He brought Edom. Of course, he paid them. He brought them to Bezdin. What does that mean? That means he paid them. He got them to come. But they were found out there's no Hazama. They were found out that they're right. Then she'll get Misa. If she'll get Misa based on Edom, they were higher than the Ktzais is a good Ryan. That's a chur the way the Ktzais read the Pasha. But again, it makes very stark our point. There is a Pasha of Oynish ke Maisa Averu that a woman is Mizana Rachman Fon. Has nothing to do with specifically a case between a claim between the husband and the Baal. A woman could be Mizana and her husband died 20 years and 25 years ago, 25 years later Edom come and they say she didn't my Saver Basro. Same thing is being made 25 years after Samar's Mechal Shabbos. Of course we'll give them Misa. What does that have to do with the husband? What does that have to do with the father? In our sugya, there's a separate discussion, and that's why it's in the perek that discusses monetary halakas of the father, of the husband, the school, because that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the reshus of an isha, the tug of war of reshus of an isha between the baal and between the av, and in that context, there's a fight between them on the morality, on the status of the base of you. In that claim between them, there's a parasha mitzvah shema. The oinish that's chal on the husband is an oinish for being pegeh, not being pegeh specifically in her. It's not the lashon hara against her. It's being pegeh be Yisrael ki hoytzi shema absolus pas Yisrael, and that's why the oinish is an oinish that goes together with malchus. The malchus and the misa, and the, I'm sorry, the moment they go to the father, go together. Because it's one oinish on the hoitzoas shemra absulas bas Yisrael. So that's some of the basics of the din of Moitzi Shemra.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.